Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to welcome you today. You know, our viewers and listeners are growing. We have over 500,000 listeners throughout the United States, almost 100,000 more overseas. So we keep growing and keep growing. I want to thank my affiliates at AMFM 247, BBS Radio, and UK Health Radio for sharing the word and making sure people can live a life of personal and financial freedom. Now, last week, we had Erica Wasserman, your financial therapist, talk about the five quick tips that you can help to develop financial wellness. Wonderful episode. If you'd like to go see it, go to savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us and look for episode 90. By the way, you can go check a look at like all the episodes, behind the scenes stuff, get guest gifts and more. So check out that savingwithsteve.us. And if you have a topic that you'd like us to talk about, like this next one coming up, hey, go to viewers at Saving with Steve. Let us know what your topic is, and you might be seeing that pretty soon. Now, I'll be talking about, you know, how to retire during a recession, which we're dealing with right now. But today, let's just get to that topic. August is Adventure Month. One of the best ways to see the U.S. and obviously the rest of the world is through an RV. You're relaxed. It's easy going. You take your own pace. You don't have to worry about booking a hotel or an air flight. You know what? Using an RV as an alternative travel to a car, a plane, or a hotel could help you save money and create more of a relaxed travel experience. We have Tom Hamill. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. So, Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for having me. Appreciate being here.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here. You know what? One of the cool things here is we've got a number of people that were looking forward to this because we kind of pre-did it because we have a lot of listeners that like RVing. And I have a lot of relatives that love RVing. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this a lot. So, you know what, in your experience, I'm just going to hit you with a question here. I know that Kuhn Auto and RV Group, you know, you got 40 locations, there's 13 specifically just set for RV. So you guys have a lot of experiences. You deal with a lot of people. They have, you know what, everybody probably talks about their travel experiences, the associations they're involved with, and the events that they have. But, you know, in your experience as an RV director, Kuhn, can you share more about the rise in RV travel in the last few years?
Well, obviously, the rise in travel with the RV industry has exploded the last couple of years after COVID. We saw a lot of growth in the business. I think with the key to that was, you know, people were wanting to still go out and enjoy their lives. A lot of the country was shut down, obviously, a lot of businesses, things, but RV parks were open. And the reason why is because it's outdoors, it's safe, it's a great time to spend time with your families when people had some time off of work. The selection of RVs was good. We ran into a little bit of a bump last year because we sold so many that a lot of the manufacturers couldn't get product to us. So it was kind of an interesting thing. But families, that, you know, we've seen a big connection on families spending time with each other more over the last couple of years than ever before, which has been really kind of an exciting thing for us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, there's a bunch of different options for RV trailers. You know, I know there's a fifth wheel, there's 32-foot motorhomes, there's 42-foot motorhomes. And, you know, I have relatives that have 45-footer. You know, could you talk about the different options? And let's get into some, you know, does it make sense to rent or purchase? What's the ups and downs with all that? Because a lot of people are wondering.
Yeah, great questions. So it's interesting you brought up rental. Rental in the last 2 years has grown up quite a bit. We carry a pretty good fleet of rentals now across the board. And people that didn't know if they want to take the initial jumping into spending the money on whether it be a smaller travel trailer all the way up to a Class A motorhome, did do some rental to try it out to see if it's something that their family is going to enjoy, if they're going to like the lifestyle of it. And with that, our sales, it helps sales as well. But yeah, we carry anywhere from a 14-foot trailer all the way up to 45-foot motorhomes. And it's kind of interesting to see that every segment over the last several years has actually grown significantly. as people, you know, with when you talk about air travel, things like that, you know, a lot of delayed flights, a lot of canceled flights, things like that. People know that when they buy an RV, they're going to be able to actually go to where they want to go to and be with their families. So it's been an interesting thing. We see across the board, everything's been really good for us.
Yeah, my in-laws love it. They kind of go everywhere, but they like the fact that they can pull into a park, get all hooked up, and the next thing you know, the lounge chairs are out. And, you know, it's not like that if you're flying in a plane, because you got to get off the plane, get your luggage, get the rental car, go to the hotel, check in, and then you're exhausted. So,
So now, and then you might find a hotel that isn't that clean. I've had that happen to me this past year, and it's been an interesting thing with a lot of staffing issues at hotels. We've seen a lot of people come in complaining that things haven't been quite as clean at hotels that they've checked into. So they're looking to have more sanitary thing that they know is taken care of the way they want to take care of. So it's been interesting. Lots of different things like that have happened over the last couple of years.
You never think that would be a situation, but it is now. Let's do the comparing on the long term, and one might want to purchase versus rent. When people are just looking at, hey, is this right for me? What's the best recommendation you could make for somebody who's looking at, hey, try to figure out if this is right for me? And then, you know, where does it make sense to actually own as opposed to rent?
I think that's, you know, whether it's right for them is if they've never done it before. You know, like a lot of people that rent or own still are people that grew up RVing and camping with their families. But we also get the newcomers that have always done hotel traveling and flights that are, okay, we do want to try it out. So then they're going to rent it out for maybe a weekend or two or whatever to try out with their families and then look at the long-term part. Now, when you're purchasing an RV, we've got obviously a lot of different options. Interest rates vary depending on obviously credit histories and things like that, and down payment, whatever. But you can go a longer term with a shorter interest rate. And, you know, and a lot of states, and Wisconsin's one of them, allows you to actually write off the interest of your loan. There's a certain percentage of the interest you can write down. So it actually, you know, you can afford something in your payment range to budget your money with, so to speak. And we've seen a lot of that where people are trying them for a week or two, and then they come back in and buy them the following season or the next week, even a lot of times. And then they upgrade from one. They might start smaller, and we're seeing them upgrade a lot. You know, you start out with a smaller travel trailer. Within 5 or 6 years, you're up into a nice big fifth wheel. Some people go up to a big motorhome at that point, but it's something you work your way up on as your budget increases throughout the ownership.
Okay. So, one of the other questions that we have, is, you know what, you're traveling along, you know, basically, and not to make it simple, but you know what, you have a house and you have a big vehicle, and those houses and vehicles do have problems from time to time. So,
yes.
You know what do people need to understand if their vehicle has an issue? How do they get it resolved? You know, whether it be a flat tire, fuel pump, or electrical thing, how would they handle that when they're out on the open road?
Well, the good thing is, on the open road, you do have service technicians and mobile service companies that will come around and do things. As a company, we offer mobile service to our customers. Obviously, if they're in state, we're gonna get someone to help them out. There are facilities. We offer service contracts and roadside assistance to help people with their, say you do have a tire on the side of a road, you need to get that changed. We offer mobile service that'll come out and actually in roadside service that'll come out and change the tire for you, get you back on the road. They are, you know, it's a house on wheels. You're going down the highway. You are going to have some things go wrong with it once in a while. That is a fact. We offer, you know, throughout the state of Wisconsin, we've got mobile service technicians that will come out to campgrounds and fix units at campgrounds for customers. It's something we're always trying to expand. Sometimes, you know, in the future or in the past, we didn't have as many of that going on, as many technicians that were able to do that. It's something as we grow our business, we're really focusing on trying to give that extra service outside of the sale, is to be able to help people when they're on the road. If they're at a campground, they have an issue come up with their camper, we want to be able to try and give them the best service we can to get them taken care of. But there is a lot of that. We'd offer the extended service contracts and things like that. And across the nation, you know, if you're traveling across the nation, there are different manufacturers or different companies that offer roadside assistance across the country. With our service contracts, you get that as part of the deal. We will actually help find that company for you to come to you, which is, you know, we try to offer you as much offers. Yeah, it's a key thing to us. Is the RV business perfect on it? No, we know as an industry, we need to get better at service across the board. I mean, I think if you ask anybody that runs an RV dealership, it's something we're always trying to constantly improve upon. our dealerships alone, we're trying to expand our service facilities in every one of our dealerships that we own. And when we look at buying new dealerships, something we look for is the service. What is the service like right now? And how can we improve it to give our customers a better experience across the board? Constantly trying to improve that portion of our business.
You know what, Tom? That's really, really good to know. It's good for everybody to know. But hey, you know what? We're going to have to take a break, pay some bills. So everybody stick with us. We'll be right back with Tom Hamill and more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Hey, if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, you can always go to the Saving with Steve Sexton Facebook group, get part of the Insiders Club. Like I said, you can get gifts, review shows, get the behind the scenes stuff, which a lot of people love. And with that, let's jump right back into Adventure Month here. We have Tom Hamill. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. He's given us some great information about the RV industry. We've been talking about the ins and outs, everything from getting your rig fixed if you're having a problem on the road, whether renting or owning is the right thing. But now let's talk about renting, costs associated with that, how it breaks down compared to airfare and things like that, especially if you're staying at home with staying with a family and so on. So, you know, when it comes to renting, Tom, how does it compare with travel? So if you're, you know, you got a family of four, what size motorhome would you recommend for somebody with a family of four?
Yeah, a small Class C motorhome would handle a family of four without a problem, because you've got the bunk over the cabin or over the cab. You've got the bed in the back. So a small Class C, anywhere from 24 feet to, we rent out up to 31 foot Class C motorhomes. You're going to be able to get, the cost of that is going to be under $1,500 a week, where you take a family to a hotel, four people, you're going to get a couple rooms with the airfare, everything else you're spending money on, you're going to spend thousands of dollars above and beyond. But with that, then you get able to, again, you're able to supply your own food, eat your own food versus dining out every night. The RVs are maintained by professional technicians. We clean them and everything. But the cost is really, it's significantly less when you really look at, you know, the flights nowadays with the price of gas going up. Obviously, gas is expensive to fill an RV. They don't get the greatest miles per gallon, but they are actually more efficient than an airplane. But we do have that. But, you know, I think what a lot of people see is that the value with being able to prepare your own food, travel when you're wanting to travel, you know, at the times that you want to go versus, you know, working around everything else, it seems to be a little bit more cost effective. I hope that answers your question a little bit.
Oh, it does. I was just going to share, you know what, we recently put together travel plans for, you know, we have two older kids, but we're looked at travel plans to go to the Grand Canyon. And, you know, we're going to obviously fly out there. So here we are, we got four people on a flight, just, you know, there and back, we're looking at more than $2,000 than, you know, a week in a hotel or at a couple of rooms, and, you know, $400 a night. And then you got eating out three times a day for a week. You know, you're looking at $5,000-$7,000, where if we're looking at a 31-foot motorhome at $1,500 a week plus gas, and then you buy your own food, there's a vast savings there. You know, and I didn't even add in the rental car that we were going to have to pay for. So you know what? It's just like, wow, you know what? There's a big difference in cost there. And if somebody's on a budget, because, you know, this is all about saving with Steve, you know, a Class C license, pretty much everybody has one of those in California or other states. You don't have to have a special license for a 31 footer, which means, you know, as long as you pay attention while you're driving, you should be okay. But you can actually save a tremendous amount of money. And if you're on a budget, an RV is not a bad way to go.
And you know, some, depending on what you're doing, might be a little bit more expensive, but it's a matter of the initial cost isn't anywhere near as much as just your flights alone and staying in a hotel, like you said. The big savings also, again, is not having to eat out every night, and you get to prepare your own things. And, you know, most RV parks, the rental for a night there is cheaper than a hotel, you know, so it works out to be a significant savings over flying in hotels and everything else like that, for sure. Not even a question. Then the big thing too, a lot of people, you don't have to cancel flight. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, spending 10 hours in an airport because you're flight there a day extra in an airport, you know, so.
Well, the other part is you don't have to get there 2 hours early and stay in line and hang out with people you don't know and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
So I get it. I totally get it. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the financing of things. If you're looking to purchase, my understanding, and obviously it depends on somebody's credit, is you could do a 5-year loan, 10-year loan, 15-year loan. Is that correct?
You can go all the way up to 20 years on your bigger thing. So in 20 years right now, a lot of credit unions are giving better rates than some of the banks, unfortunately, but the rates are still good through a lot of our banks that we use. But yeah, you can take these things. The average term on an RV right now is 180 months, so 15 years. And again, like I said, some places you can actually deduct some of the interest off of your taxes too at the end of the year, which is nice. It can be considered a second home depending on your situation.
Obviously, depending on the tax situation of the state. That's actually really good to know. You know what? I live in California. I know a lot of people who have their RV in other states so they can avoid some of the taxes that go along with the RV. So you want to look into that. If we're not giving tax advice, but you want to talk to your CPA about the best state to own an RV in, and you might want to find a bit way to be some sort of a resident there or something like that. I talked about these RV groups. There's manufacturers that have associations for people that have certain types of coaches. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because there's a big community out there that keeps growing and growing.
Yeah, that's actually great. I was just down in Elkhart, Indiana, the last couple of days visiting the manufacturers. And Winnebago's got a big Winnebago owners group. Forest River's got the Frog Group, Forest River Owners Group. They're actually having a rally next week down in Elkhart, Indiana for all their people that are involved in that, which is kind of fun. But the groups are fantastic. You get customers that are involved in some of these groups, and they're able to help each other with little help, tricks and tips on how to maintain things and how to do different things. We have CUNIS groups that our customers are getting involved in more, and we try to help them. We have owners meetings at some of our dealerships once a month. We'll invite our owners come in and kind of have our own owners group to help out with different ways to help our customers. But the owners groups have been great. It's kind of fun to see when they all get together, how they share stories. And then, you got some people that just have been part of it for a long time. There's Family Motor Coach Association, which has been a big thing for a lot of big motorhomers across the country. I've been involved in a few of their rallies, and it's really kind of fun to see all these owners come together, and it's just a big community of people sharing ideas with each other. And the manufacturers and the dealers, we get involved in those groups, and we actually like to listen to it because it helps us understand what our consumers are looking for. And the guys down at Forest River, when I was talking to them this week, they had a lot of great things to say about some stuff that some new products they're launching that are coming out onto new products that are coming out of what customers are looking for in the RVs, and they're listening to them, and they're making the changes, and it's helping us on the retail end of it make sure we have that product too that we can add or whatnot. Solar is a huge thing right now. A lot of people are looking for solar panels, obviously, to save energy, things like that. So it's been pretty awesome. It's been pretty neat.
No, that's wonderful. That was right on to my next question. What's the must have? What's the new thing with RVing right now? Is it solar panels?
Solar, lithium batteries, the AGM batteries that give you a longer life. But solar is huge right now, and you're seeing a lot of manufacturers do more solar. We're getting Wi-Fi boosters are a big thing. Obviously, the consumer is a younger buyer now. The average age of the initial camper is coming down. So what's important to the younger group is, they have to have their mobile devices so they can connect. Kids still want to connect at 20. Once they get out camping, they connect to it less than they ever because they're out actually enjoying nature and outdoor stuff where, they probably didn't plan on enjoying the outdoors as much. But Wi-Fi has been a huge thing. All the new chairs that are coming out, all the new mats, the different fireplace stuff that they've come out with, some of these solar stoves, different things like that. But Wi-Fi, solar is a huge deal. The lithium battery still expand. What that does is it helps people expand their camping capabilities off grid a little bit. So if you're you go to a lot of throughout the nation, all of our national parks aren't all electrified. So there's only so many sites at each campground, state parks, national parks. I'm on the board of directors for the WRVDA, Wisconsin RV Dealers Association, and we're trying to get Wisconsin to add more electrified sites to our state mm-hmm. parks. But look at that throughout, the grid is only so big at most of the national parks. So that's where solar comes in really big. The lithium batteries will hold a charge longer, things like that. It's so people can extend their trips and it kind of gives them more options to go to camp.
That's wonderful. Every industry keeps expanding and having new technology. And I think that's really, really cool. Hey, Tom, we're coming to the end here. I just, how can people get a hold of you at Kuhn Auto and RV Group start asking some questions, see how RVs fitting, rent an RV or purchase an RV, You know, how can they go about doing that, Tom?
Yeah, so I'll give you my email address is tom.hamel@cunis.com. It's K-U-N-E-S.com. My cell phone number, I'll give you my cell phone number, 608-345-5259. Those are the numbers, the best numbers to get a hold of us at. If you people reach out to me, I'm going to get them in contact with my people that, you know, the best place to put them at. We welcome it. Every one of our customers that they have my cell phone number, so they can always get a hold of me. We try to be very transparent on things and help people out as best we can. But again, it's tom.hamel. It's hamil@cunis.com. And then again, my cell number is 608-345-5259.
You got it. Hey, Tom, I want to thank you for joining us. This is Tom Hamel. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. I want to thank you for sharing the experience here for Adventure Month here in August. And you know what? Be safe, be healthy, and have a wonderful day. We'll hopefully have you on soon sometime in the future.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks so much, and have a great day. Appreciate your time.
You too. Everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. That was Tom Hamel. He, again, is the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. Now, they're out there in the Midwest. They have a whole bunch of different, 13 different RV groups. But you know what? RVing is one of those ways where you can reduce and eliminate some expenses when it comes to travel and adventure. If you're looking to share some wonderful experiences with your family, friends, so on, I've been to some of those RV rallies with my in-laws. I know they had one. If you're a golfer, out at one of the major golf tournaments, they've been to places all over the United States. It's turned into Old Home Week every time they want to go to those RVing rallies. So check it out. See what you're thinking there. Now, with that, I want to talk a little bit about our next segment. You know what? We're in a recession, whether the politicians want to say it or not. Okay. We're starting to see inflation just, you know, subside a little bit, but that might be the rise before the storm, depending on what's done. Now, that said, I think it's really, really very important to understand how, you know what, to deal with retiring in this recession. So with that, let's just talk a little bit about how to go about doing that. If you're planning to retire during a financial downturn, you know, quite really, you know, it could be worrisome, you know, especially if you give up your job. It's true for those with the portfolios that have just dropped. Some people are still 20 or 30% down on their portfolio, and they're facing retirement with fewer funds and an uncertain future. If you're ready, you know, if you're still ready to stop working or need to reduce your activity because of health conditions, retirement might be the best route moving forward. Looking at your finances, setting up a plan could help you get through a bear market, create a sustainable future. You might even find ways to increase your income by making a few adjustments, okay? During a recession, it can be helpful, number one, to look at your financial projections, okay? You can use technology to keep track of your available financial resources and make a retirement budget. So there's software available that can tell you how much your assets need to average to provide you a desired income, and then factor in things like inflation, Social Security, sequence of returns. If this is your best interest to work on an extra, you know, if it's in your best interest to work an extra year or two, wait for the economy to get better, you'll want to know what important information you have. Now, there's a wonderful group, whether you're 35 or 65, it's called PlansWell, PlansWell.com. That's PlansWell.com. Okay. You can basically answer about 40 questions. Once you answer those 40 questions, they can create that plan for you, show you where you need to improve, what needs to happen so you can make an adjustment. Again, you know what? You can go to the SavingWithSteve.us website, look for resources, see plans well. There's a link and there's also QR code there. All you got to do is put your cell phone to it and you're good to go and you're off to the races. So think about that. Make sure you look to get some financial protections. Next, you want to evaluate your portfolio. If you've been saving for retirement for several decades and have various investment accounts, look at how your funds are allocated. Got to remember, you're moving into a new season of life or a new stage in life. You're no longer on the wealth accumulation phase of life. You moved into the distribution and preservation phase. You know what? There's many portfolios that need to reflect by minimizing risk. You can always talk to a financial advisor about how to go through this in the coming years, you know, to get what you expect from your investments going moving forward. Next, consider work options. For individuals who are healthy enough to continue working, stay employed for another year or two. Hey, it may be an option. Every year you work can help you build up more retirement savings and a potential increase of your eventual Social Security benefit. Older employees have extra advantages to catch up contributions on 401ks. You know, at 401ks, you can actually contribute $20,500 plus another $7,000 if you're over the age of 50 into your 401k or your IRA or your SEP IRA. Look at doing that because the more money you have, hey, the better off it is for your retirement. Understand your health expenses. If you're age 65 or older, you're eligible for Medicare. However, there still will be health-related costs during your retirement. Medical costs are significant expenses for many, and they always seem to go up in retirement, whether it be prescriptions, costs. You'll want to think through how much you spend on healthcare before signing up on Medicare. This is key. Because certain healthcare plans, say, for example, y'all know I'm a cancer survivor. On certain healthcare plans, the chemotherapy treatments was just a $15 or $20 copay. Hey, that's pretty good. On other plans, you're paying 20% of the bill. Now, my chemo and infusion drugs during that period of time cost the health insurance company $25,000 a week. Imagine if you had to pay $5,000 a week for 6 months just to cover your own chemo. So make sure you look at these things because the last thing you want is your money to fall through the cracks because you don't have the right plan because you just selected something that was $2 or $3 a month cheaper than the other plan. Review your Social Security benefits is the next one. Hey, if you have worked and paid into Social Security programs, you're going to be eligible for retirement benefits. You'll get a personalized estimate from your Social Security. Go to My Social Security, go to SSA.gov and sign up. If you're at least the age of 62, you can start getting your Social Security. Now you're going to collect a reduced benefit, but when you get to your full retirement age, which is either 66 or 67, you'll get your full retirement benefit. In fact, if you wait every year, you wait past the age of 66 or 67, you'll receive what's called delayed retirement credits, which will increase your Social Security benefit by 8% a year. And what you want to do is you want to look at creating that plan to see when the best time for you to take Social Security so you can maximize your income, number one, maximize your assets so they last the longest for you in retirement. I hope you like these tips for retiring during your session. If you stick with them, expressly go and get that plan done or look at where you stand. Go to planswell.com. That's PlansWell.com. If you go to the savingwithsteve.us website, you'll see the PlansWell logo under resources. You'll see the link and the QR code, either one you select. You'll be able to create your plan after you just put in 40 pieces of information. Really simple, really easy. Hey, you know what? I want to thank you all for joining us here today. Again, I want to ask you to check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AM FM 247. All these networkers are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Now, that said, next week, we have Steve Sless. You know what? In these trying times, many people are, you know, they're over the 65, they've retired, and quite frankly, they're looking at how they can make it with this inflation stuff going on right here. And Steve is a specialist in helping people access the equity in their home so they can cover emergency expenses, prolong their retirement, and have an even more fruitful retirement. So I'll tell you what, we're going to look forward to seeing you next week right here on Saving with Steve. Be safe, be healthy. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything in the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank our hundreds of thousands of listeners that are out there listening today across the United States, and our listeners that are listening throughout the world. It's just wonderful that we have such a wonderful audience. You know what? Last week, we started talking about how the pandemic brought on changes to the job market and the effects of how older age people are going back to work, especially over 65. And you know what? And you know what? A lot of that could be due with inflation, loss of wages, or loss of assets due to the market, all sorts of things. But we had Ismat Mangla from Magnified Money to shed light on that. If you want to see that episode, you can always go to savingwithsteve.us. Just look for episode 89, and it'll, you know, notes. It'll say Magnified Money. Ismat Mangla. She'll be right there. And you know what? You can check out all the other episodes. I'm very thankful. Today is our 90th episode. We have a great guest. You know what? Think of it like this. Have you ever wondered how to achieve financial wellness in the workplace or in your daily life? Hey, don't worry. We have financial therapists, certified financial therapists, Erica Wasserman. She's one of 15 people with that designation in the world. Erica combines her education in finance, economics with her passion for helping others to empower individuals, couples, companies to reshape the way they think about money. So we've got a great show for you today. I'll be talking at the end about, you know, practical applications you could use to budget, you know, budgeting tips for inflation. So with that, have you ever wondered how to achieve financial wellness in the workplace or in your daily life, especially with all that's going on right now? Hey, don't worry. We have your financial therapist, Erica Wasserman. She is one of the 15 people in the world to hold a certified financial therapist designation. Erica combines her education in finance, economics with her passion for helping others to empower individuals, couples, companies to reshape the way they think about money. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to dig in and have a great conversation with you today.
Well, you know what? All of our listeners are very, very excited to have you here. And the reason being is all that's going on right now in the world, from a war to inflation to a down market, it's got people a little worried whether they're working somewhere and or they're retired. I can feel the anxiety up. I'll just put it that way. So before we jump in, you know what? You have a marvelous story, and I'd just love for you to share with our listeners before we get started. I start, you know, hitting you with all the lovely questions.
Absolutely. I know when I meet people and I say I'm a financial therapist, they kind of give me that quiz look. What? Can you say that again? I know what a therapist is, and I know what a financial planner does. And so financial therapy to me was like hitting the lottery when I discovered it. I have a finance degree from the University of Florida and went and worked in corporate America at IBM for a decade, and then went off and worked with entrepreneurs and liked to really just help people. And when I learned about financial therapy, the light bulb went out, because I was like, the light bulb went on. I was like, oh my God, this is for me, because I like talking about money. It's something that I'm good at. It's something I'm confident in. And now all of a sudden I can help others create a safe place to talk about money, and not just the dollars and cents, mm-hmm. but the actual senses. you know, and the touch, the feel, the smell of the memories, you know, where do you value your money? And are you spending it in those places? What habits are working for you? So it's not just a coaching role of getting to a financial goal of retirement at X dollars. It's the emotions that go with it and the mindset shift that you might want to make to improve your wellness and your financial wellness.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? It's so funny because I was thinking the word triggers because everybody has those little triggers about money. And certain things happen. They decide to go shopping. They call it therapy. But you know, I do understand working with people in the world of money that everybody has certain ideas, and some of those ideas and the way they've been dealing with things for decades that mom and dad implored on them might not work when they decide to retire, or even, you know, getting prepared for retirement.
And even way before that, you know, what habits do you want to pass down to those around you? So our money beliefs are made up of three things. Because we're not taught in school, and you really don't talk about it with your friends. So it's made up of your background. How did your parents do things? Did your dad handle the finances? Did your parents yell about money? Didn't talk about money, right? So that helps shape your financial DNA of where you are today. Religion plays a role also. You know, money is greed. Charity is important. These are some of the mindsets. And the third is experience. So if you're investing in something and it goes really well, guess what? You want to invest in that industry again. The same is true as if it doesn't go well. You're like, nope, never touching a tech stock again, you know? And that's the emotional piece of it. So when you combine those three, that's your money beliefs. And we tend to get stuck there because we're not working on it and growing. And when you don't work and grow on it, sometimes it doesn't work out the best for you.
That's so true because you know what? Financial wellness also fits in with personal wellness, personal happiness, because of the finances there, there's less stress and so on and so forth. So that kind of leads into my very first question. You know what? How can people achieve financial wellness in their daily lives?
Well, that's a loaded question. We could spend a lot of time on this. And financial wellness is, we each define it slightly different because we each have a unique relationship based on what I just discussed. So my first thing when you said that was, what does bring you happiness? Where are you spending your money? And sometimes I have my client take their credit card and two highlighters, a pink for happy and a blue for not so happy. And highlight your credit card. See where you're spending your money. And if you start seeing in areas that you don't feel good about, maybe reduce that and start spending on the things that do make you feel good. And your financial wellness, you're then aware that you have an emotion with everything that you're buying. You know, money's a transfer of energy. And some people say, well, I just don't want to pay my mortgage, right? Because that's just a horrible bill. Is it? Because for me, it's a safe place with a roof over my head. I'm a single mom with three girls that it's something I take pride in every month, you know? And so as you go through your bills, think about what makes you happy and what doesn't, and start checking in on your wellness.
That's great. That's great. Now I'm going to flip the script there because I know you also talk to companies, but when we take a look at employees, you know, one of the facts that came out, 70% of, you know, financially stressed employees would consider leaving for another job that cares more about financial well-being. So could you kind of unpack that statement a little bit? I took it from your website and I thought it was very interesting, especially with the great resignation that we've been seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. So people, your employees are stressed, right? And when you look at your wellness wheel of what type of support you're providing, you think about health, nutrition, exercise, 401k planning, you know, all of these kind of things, but not your relationship with money. What's happening is if you're stressed about finances, you're getting calls from credit card companies. The phone rings while you're at work, you're distracted. Your wife's at home and your partner's at home and you're arguing over who spent the last $10 in the bank account, or you want to retire and you don't think you could do it. There's so much stress that's happening to your employees around money, but we're not giving them the tools on how to deal with it. And so financial wellness is being really looked at as a next step in wellness for companies to provide for their employees, to start having a safe place to talk about it, a place to release, and also to give them tools to how do you bring that home? Sometimes they even invite your partner, a parent, a child into those conversations. So that way, because you don't do finances alone. And then it gives the employee not just the paycheck to walk out the door, but the tools to go with it. Kind of back to when I said your financial beliefs. If your background at home is not to talk about money, how are you supposed to learn how to communicate and build new tools if you don't have a safe place to do it in?
That's true. Also, it's wonderful to have your spouse on the same page moving forward, because then you're working as a team and the decisions become much easier and there's less anxiety for one person thinking they're, you know, they've got to do it right.
And that goes to extended people too. Parents who are dependent on children, children who are dependent on parents, siblings, right? So opening that conversation up to why people are expecting things of you is really important, because you're both coming to that table with different beliefs.
So you know what? We're going to have to take a quick break here. Stick with it. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Hey, I want to encourage you to check out a few of our affiliates at AMFM 247, BBS Radio, and UK Health Radio. Their whole goal is to help you live a life of financial and spiritual freedom. Now, if you'd like to check us out, you can always go to savingwithsteve.us for guest gifts, background, behind the scenes information, the whole shot. And if you have an idea or a guest that you'd like to see on the show, this way we've actually ended up with senators, congressmen, and people who do travel all over the world, which has been fun for everybody to watch. Always go to viewers at savingwithsteve.us. Again, that's viewers at savingwithsteve.us. Now we're back here with Erica Wasserman, the certified financial therapist, and she's given us some great therapy. We're looking for some more great therapy. And you know what? She's also got some 5 financial wellness quick wins for summer. And we're looking to talk about that. We're looking to talk about, you know, hey, it's, you know, let's talk about money here, card program. You want to stick around for that. So here we are. Erica, welcome back to the show. I know it's the second segment, but I always say welcome back. I don't know why. It's just my thing.
That's great. I'm happy to be back. This conversation is going so great.
I know. So now I'd like to get into, I know we talked about financial wellness for a daily life, for in the workforce, how to work hand in hand with your spouse. You know, right now we've got inflation. We've got, you know what, people losing money in the market. You know what, this would be a good time to utilize some of those quick financial tips that could get somebody, hey, oh my God, I wasn't doing that. I need to start doing that. Here's 5 things we can do. I'd love for you to share this with us.
Yeah, let me jump in on here. So the Please. First one is plan with a purpose. So if you want to go on vacation, that's great. You know, you want to paint your house, that's great. You know, you want to go out for dinner and a celebration dinner, or a birthday dinner. Great. Plan with a purpose though. Understand that there's going to be a dollar amount, put it aside, look for a vacation deal, but have a purpose, have a savings goal, whatever you need to do. And in fact, I don't even call it budgeting. I call it building a yes plan. because you want to say yes to things. So when you have a purpose and a plan, you get there. So that's the first one, is build a plan. The second one is everybody's enjoying vacation, right? It's summertime. Take a financial wellness day. Now, this might be scratching your head saying, really, what's a financial wellness day? You know, the day where you actually get to call your financial advisor, you look over your taxes, you put together a peace of mind folder or checklist for people, God forbid something happens to you. You call the cable company, all those things that you've been putting off, put it all in one day, right? I actually do an agenda for my clients of what that financial wellness could look like. And it's a great way to spend a PTO day. The third is create a mantra when you're at checkout. Kind of back to that yes plan. Yes, I want something, right? Is when you're checking out at Target, the grocery store, you have that mantra of I'm in control of my finances. This is a yes to my yes plan. So as you're making those purchases, you're reaffirming that you're heading in the right direction. So that is a great one. It's small to do, but every time you swipe your credit card or, you know, you pay with cash, come up with something that's empowering about you being in control of your finances. The fourth one is a fun one. Get creative. So for your visual learners out there, this is me, you know, is build a financial vision board. You know, you could go old school and cut out magazines and glue it on paper, or you could do high tech, you know, Pinterest board, make your screensaver, visualize what you want your life to look like. What are your financial goals? You know, some of my clients, it's a nice watch. Some of it's a vacation. Some of it's a mix of holiday and clothes for their kids, or, you know, picture it. A picture says 1,000 words. So by getting creative, building that financial vision board is a fun exercise and a great way to start conversation, which is the last one, is create conversations. You're sitting around having barbecues and fire pit conversations, right? With family members that you might not see often. Strike up the conversation with your parents. Who's your financial advisor? Do you have a will in place? And you don't have to start there, because those might be a little bit harder conversations, which is why I created the Let's Talk About Finances baby conversation cards. Because they gamify it. Like, if you had a loan a friend $1,000, they didn't repay you, how would it impact your relationship? If so, how? What's the worst purchase you've ever made, right? So now we're laughing and sharing stories, which then opens up the dialogue. Because talking about money should be something that we could do casually and often with people that we feel comfortable with.
That's wonderful. I was just thinking about that. Could you talk a little bit more about your card program?
Let's Talk About Finances, baby. Okay. It's a 50 deck mm-hmm. of cards that could be taken anywhere. If it's in your suitcase, if it's in your purse, and or just sitting on the kitchen table. And it's easy to pick up one or two cards and kicks the conversation off.
No, that's wonderful. It's so funny. You said, hey, what's the worst purchase you ever made?
Do you want to answer that question?
Oh, probably. There's probably 10 or 12 of those things, the worst purchases I've ever made. But it's really funny because what's really interesting is I was having a conversation earlier with a different group of people, and they're like a networking group. And we talked about kids eating crayons. And the analogy comes from, you know, all the moms getting together to talk and all that stuff. And one mom goes, says, you know what, my son's eating crayons. And they're freaked out because they think the son's going to be doing, you know, going to be a crazy kid. And then they find out everybody else in the group, their kids are eating crayons. So for me, when somebody talks about what's the worst purchase, it's almost like a fellowship meeting. Oh, okay, I'm not as dumb as that. We're just the same. We just did the same stupid things together. So, worst purchase. I purchased a car that I thought was a real cool car because it was a real cool car and didn't take the time to check out everything. And then it became a money pit. So something that I thought I was going to get a great deal because I thought this, I was just some great negotiator. How do you go about starting that conversation, easing into it with, you know, family and loved ones?
So what first comes to mind is, and this might get the reaction from your parents, is we have two options here, right? One is I'm going to dig through every drawer you have and spend hours of my time finding things you probably don't want me to find, right? To find this information. Or we put together a binder, and I call it a peace of mind checklist. And I actually give my clients a checklist, and it has everything on there from like, who's your attorney, to the mortgage, if you have rental property. I don't have one right next to me, you know, but just all of those things, where your investments are, who's your accountant, all of those things. And you don't necessarily, they don't need to tell you the dollar amounts, but tell you where the bank is, you know, what bank it is, and maybe the account number, and have it all on one sheet of paper or in a little binder is the first step to say, listen, if something happens to me, go look for the black binder in the safe. And here's the safe code. But that's important. Otherwise, I'm going to dig through everything and go through probate and waste your money and waste everybody else's money. The other fun way of doing it is maybe just start asking questions to make the conversation a little bit easier. Maybe like, what's your favorite charity to donate to? Why do you donate to it? Is part of your inheritance important to go to that charity? Because you might not align with the same charity and you might not understand why they're donating there. And that then opens the door to say, well, what else are your wishes? Because having that information is great, you know, but if you don't understand the why behind it, and that's going to be the important conversation you have is, otherwise, I'm going to do what I want with the money because we've never talked about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, thanks for sharing that with us today, Erica. You know what? We're coming to the end of our time. We have about 30 seconds left. You know what? There was a lot of people looking forward to seeing you on the show today. And I was wondering if you could share, if you're okay with sharing, how people can get in contact with you, whether there be a business that needs help, couples, individuals that needs your help.
Absolutely. The best way is hop over to my website. It's yourfinancialtherapist.com. And I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all under Your Financial Therapist as well.
Well, do you hear that, everybody? Erica, thank you so much for coming, being on the show today. Appreciate it very, very much. Stay safe, stay healthy. And you know what? I think we might want to have you back again. So take it easy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. You know what? You can always go to Google Play, YouTube. All of our shows are right there. So check it out. By the way, if you'd like to hear a segment or a specific topic being discussed, go to viewers@savingwithsteve.us. That's viewers@savingwithsteve.us. Or if you just want to go check out all the episodes, because this is number 90, you can go to savingwithsteve.us. Now, I'd like to talk about something that is occurring now. Sometimes it's you plan to do that. Sometimes it's not. It's how to retire during a recession, okay? If you're planning on retiring during a financial downturn, it can be worrisome, you know, to give up your job. This is especially true for those with portfolios that have dropped in value. You may be facing retirement with fewer funds available and obviously uncertainty ahead. For others, you know what? You might get stuck not working because you got laid off or your activities has to be reduced due to health conditions. You know what? And retirement might be the best route forward. Looking at your financing and setting up a plan could help you get through a bear market and create a sustainable lifestyle. You might even find ways to increase your income by making just a few adjustments. First of all, you want to look at your financial projections. Okay. You can use technology to keep on track. You can get available resources. You can go to a website, look for retirement apps. You can go to PlansWell. They'll even help you put together a retirement package. It's for free. You just answer 40 different questions and you're good to go. So like I said, there's software out there. You can tell how much your assets need to average to provide you a desired income. They can factor in things like inflation, Social Security. It's in your best interest if it's in your best interest to work an extra year or two or wait for the economy to get better. You'll want to know the important information. Some of these retirement planning tools are free and can help you consider different scenarios. Next, evaluate your portfolio. This is big. If you've been saving for retirement for several decades, you have various investment accounts and so on. Look at how your funds are allocated. Most retirees are no longer in the wealth accumulation phase of their life and have they're in that distribution phase, the wealth preservation phase. Their portfolio needs to respect that. To minimize risk, because right now you just saw people lose 30%. Think about that. Hey, I have $1 million. I'm taking out $50,000 a year at 5%. I just lost 30%. My withdrawal went from 5% to almost 9%. So if the market doesn't average 9%, hey, you're never going to break even. In fact, you're going to have to reduce your lifestyle. So it's important to understand you're not contributing to the account anymore, and you need ways to distribute that money and preserve your wealth, okay? You can always talk to a financial advisor about ways to get through the upcoming year and what to expect from your investment. Consider work options. Individuals who are healthy enough to continue working, hey, you might be stay employed for another year or two. Every year you can work will help you build up more retirement savings, potentially increase your Social Security. Older employees have extra advantages like adding more to their Social Security. So for more to their 401ks. Right now it's $20,500. If you're over the age of 50, it's another $6,500. So you know what? I want to thank you all for joining us here today on Saving with Steve, where we talked about the ins and outs of money. We had Eric Wasserman, the certified financial therapist. You can go to your financial therapist if you would like to talk to Erica. She can help you, you and your spouse, or your company. Great way to go. With that, I want to thank you all for joining us. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.